San Francisco drag personality Donna Sachet fulfills many roles in the LGBTQ community. She's a columnist for the Bay Area Reporter, a Castro neighborhood ambassador, an entertainer, a fundraiser. But the role she's most proud of is advocate. Sachet started a yearly musical variety show to call attention to the continued need for health resources for people with AIDS. She talked to KALW's Chris Hambrick about how she's using her voice to bring visibility to this passion project.
Can you tell me about the birth of Donna Sachet?
It's a great story, actually. One of the first organizations, I moved here from New York, and my first year wasn't so good. I mean, it's hard, I think, to move from New York and that pace and that lifestyle. I was in retail. So about after the first year, I canceled my New York Times subscription, and I started being more involved in the city, which meant joining a couple of groups, and one of them was the Gay Men's Chorus. And we went on a retreat, and I was having so much fun. All these people were just, we had something in common, more than just being gay. We were musical. We loved to sing. There was a talent show one night, and I'd had this personality in me for all these years, and I'd never really publicly done anything with Donna. So I did a number at this talent show, and it was silly. It was Donna Summer, and I said, she's black and I'm white, so I'll be Donna Winter, and that was my name at first. And at the end of the number, as I left the stage, I heard somebody yell out, look at her, Sachet. I said, oh, that's better. So that became my name. It kind of affirmed my personality. And when people say, you know, why do you do drag or whatever, I always say, I don't even put drag on. I let it out. This character was in me, and the chorus encouraged it and gave me that voice.
What were you seeing in the community that spurred you to get involved in some of your advocacy work?
When I first moved here, the AIDS crisis was so important, and there was very little response in some corners, and especially the government. So a lot of organizations had formed, grassroots kind of organizations. So I wanted to support them and support my friends that were impacted by it, myself that was impacted by it. And then as you get more involved in that, you find there are subgroups of that. There are ethnic groups that are probably left out of the mix. There are transgenders that were left out of the mix. Drag queens had a certain reputation that I wasn't so fond of, and I was a drag queen. I didn't want to be the bitchy? I wanted to be the one that reached out and helped people, helped organizations, and had a heart, you know, as well as a voice.
You have a big event that you put on every year, Songs of the Season Cabaret. Tell me about that.
Well, it's funny. I never dreamt it would be as ongoing as it's become and as anticipated, highly anticipated as it's become. The AIDS Emergency Fund was one of my first organizations I helped to raise money for. So many people, I think, are beginning to lose sight that AIDS is not the death sentence it used to be. It's not. We're trying to get down to zero conversion rates in San Francisco, but there are thousands of people that have AIDS that live in San Francisco that have that their apartments are threatened because they can't make their rent, that they can't even afford their drugs, and they've got to have help with that, or maybe their utilities about to be turned off. That's what AIDS Emergency Fund does: help those people in emergency situations. And I love the holidays in a different kind of way. I'm not religious, but I like the sense of the holidays, that we reach within ourselves and find generosity. We're a little bit nicer. Maybe we give gifts. So all that kind of thing. So knowing I was a singer, I partnered with a few people. We sang around a piano at a bar one night, and I said, this is like the songs of the season, and it became this event. So every year we would do it, and it became bigger and bigger. I got guest stars, and we're in our 23rd year now. It's just so hard to believe.
I am speaking with entertainer, fundraiser, and San Francisco personality, Donna Sachet. I've read that a lot of drag queens in their acts lip sync, but you don't lip sync. You actually sing your songs. So I'm curious about when you first started singing, or when did you realize that was something that was...
Well, I've sung all my life, I guess, as a kid and, in school. I read about the arts programs being cut in schools. What a terrible thing, because it was just so much of a part of my growing up. I sang in choruses, I sang in choirs, and to express yourself through music is just so magical to me. And I certainly don't want to denigrate lip syncing. I have some friends who lip sync so convincingly, you think Whitney Houston's in the room, or Beyonce, whoever it is. So that's a talent. I just couldn't do it. I don't have the jaw or the inspiration or whatever. But I knew I could sing, so I started finding songs that meant something to me. But it gives me a better way to convey something during the song. Rather than just get up there and mimic somebody, I'm delivering a personal message, and I can change the notes or change the expression to fit the occasion.
What are some of your favorite holiday songs?
Oh, it's funny. The one I really love is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I guess, it's so typically gay, but I mean, I love Judy Garland and I love that movie. And to me, that's kind of what the holiday's about. There's no religious reference even in the song. It's more, I just wish that things are going to be better for you at the holiday season than they may have been for the rest of the year. And who knows what tomorrow holds, but hope we can be around people we love for this limited time. And so that's a beautiful song. I also am a big fan of David Friedman, and he wrote songs for lots of different reasons, but he has a Christmas song that's Just in Time for Christmas. And it's a beautiful song that you don't hear very much, so I love performing that because it's out of the box.
How does that go?
Oh, it's just, it's a great lines about, you know, I was kind of losing hope and everything was a mall and everything was shopping. I was like trying to spend time with people I didn't really care about.
You have to sing me a little bit of that. You have to.
Well, I don't know how this come out on the mic, but just in time for Christmas, you came along. Just in time for Christmas, when everything seemed wrong. See, you came along. So it's about the right people at the right time. And that's what we always surround ourselves by.
Can I hear you sing a little bit of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Oh, it's such a pretty song, isn't it? You know the movie, too. The Meet Me in St. Louis is where it came from. So picture Judy Garland singing to her sister because they have to move. You know, suddenly, you know how that is for children, and we have to move. And I moved every 2 or 3 years as a kid. And she's saying, oh, it'll be okay. I mean, we're going to move, but we'll have a tree there. So have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.